13th, continuation from the other side. This is mostly Mark stuff now that seems to be going on.
What about the tree if it falls over, Mark?
Yeah.
What about it? Are we worried? Who's worried? Why are you worried, honey?
Well, because of the tree.
What's going to happen? What if a longest tree goes on to our house?
What if a longest tree goes on to our house?
That could be bad, huh?
Uh-huh.
Should we chop it?
What?
Should we chop the longest tree?
What if we see
it?
The longest tree in the world.
Yeah? Then we better not chop it, huh?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Let's go this way. Come on. Let's go up and see what one of the longest trees in the world, okay?
If we see one.
Do you think we have some pretty tall trees in our backyard?
What if we do?
What if we do? Well, what do we do with them then?
Just
chop them or not chop them?
Not chop them.
Why?
Well, because they'll bunk onto our house if we chop them.
You mean that big tree will hit our house?
What?
That big tree will hit our house?
Yeah, biggest tree in the world.
I see. Well, we better be careful, huh?
And it will hit the Paxtons.
Two?
Yeah.
Oh boy, they're pretty frightened, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
What are they gonna do?
Well,
you want to watch?
Leave it there.
Leave it in our house, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just a minute, Ross. Mark. Ross asked me, why are apples growing so large nowadays? And he had seen a nice big apple that I brought back from school. And I said, because it's the fall. Because this is the time of the year when it's apple season. And then what did you say? You know what, Dad? I saw a big red leaf on the ground at school today. Is that right?
Yeah.
And what else?
Tommy found one too.
Mm-hmm. And what does the big red leaf mean?
It's fall.
How did you know about that?
Once the leaves start becoming different colors, it's fall.
Mm-hmm. And then what do they do? What do all the leaves do?
Fall to the ground.
That's right, and that's why they call it. Russ and Mark were at the breakfast table, and Ross said, I'll cut my own. And then Marky said, cut my own. And instead of saying cut mine too, which would have been more appropriate, cut mine too, but he thought that my own was the name for the thing that you have. Of course, it wasn't totally wrong, but it was just sort of funny. And then Ross said, why do I always have to be the one that you use the fork of? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I used his fork to cut Marky's pancakes.
When you use mine, when you want to cut mine, you use my fork. But when you want to cut his, you use his fork.
Mom, would you like to eat now?
Yeah, I'm doing the pancakes. Why don't they eat?
Why don't you come and eat and...
You guys eat.
Us eat and then you'll eat later?
Well, yeah, I'll be there in a minute. Okay,
I'll take these and distribute them then.
They need sugar.
Rossi pointed to me and I said... and made me ask me to get me some milk. And I said, Rossi, could you be nicer to me? In other words, could you ask nicely? And he said, I was trying to get your attention. This explains why he did the sort of rude pointing. Ross is upstairs teaching Mark how to do the computer game where he matches the number to what's on the screen. And, okay, now, are you doing a good job, Mark?
He's pressing it for me.
Okay,
yeah, but he's telling me I'm pressing.
You do the counting,
One, two, three.
Show him where the number is. Let him do the pressing. Let him do it. You let him teach.
Yeah.
Did you get it right?
Yeah.
Good, Mark.
Four.
Five. How many, Mark?
Here.
Show him where.
One's five. Here. One, two, three, four, five. One's five. There.
Good. You guys are getting sharp.
No,
is doing the pressing.
Well, okay, wait. Seven. See that seven? Mikey. One, two. Mark! We're not catching up. Marky, look. Look down.
Oops, Ross, you pressed the wrong place.
Oh, no.
When is he not catching up? How many blocks, Mark? Well, first he counts them.
That's seven, that's five, and that's two.
Yeah, but let Mark do it. Okay, how many, Mark?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Good. Okay, now show him. Wait, don't touch it, Ross. Let him find it. Let him find it. Where's eight, Mark?
What?
You can use those over there, too.
What?
No, look over here. It's easier. These are easier. One, two, three, four. Count them, Mark.
One,
two, three, four, five, six. Seven.
Eight.
No, he can do it. No, Mark, he can do it.
Isn't he count and I press?
No, he's going to get to do the whole thing, and then we're going to shift to a new game.
I get it right for you. You know which one do I do?
Hey Ross, let him do it. Let him do a little bit because he's so little. You know how to do this game. This is an easy game. Poor dad. And Marky said, what do you have in you? And I said, I have tired in me. And he said, no, you have coffees in you. What?
Coffees in you.
Coffees? I mean, this?
Coffee.
What are coffees?
They cough.
When you go like that? Coffees.
Coughs.
He means coughs.
And then he said coffee.
And he said coffee, is that right?
He said coffins.
No, he said cough.
I don't coffins. Want water on mine. If he says coffins, we'll get a coffin and then Jack will give me a coffin.
Right, Ross said if he said coffins, then
I don't want water.
We'll get coffins
water.
And then who will be in the coffin?
Coffee.
Dracula will be in the coffin, right? Who's scarier, the Dracula or the witch in Snow White? And Marky said, the witch in Snow White to me. And he said, Dracula's scarier, he sucks blood. What?
When Dad,
when
Dracula kisses, he sucks by accident.
He sucks by accident, right?
Uh-huh.
I know. Well, what else does he do?
I don't know everything.
He travels at night.
What?
He travels at night.
Travels?
At night.
He's awake at night.
Does he like dark?
Mm-hmm. And he likes to scare little boys whose names are R-O-S-S.
He doesn't use the R's.
That's right, he doesn't like the letter R. Did you know that? That's one of the things about Dracula.
M-A-R-K.
Two things Dracula
and
doesn't like.
I have R, too.
He can't he can't stand people who have R in their name. And he can't stand garlic.
from crosses.
And oh, and the other thing is the cross. Did you know that? The cross can keep them away too.
Call on your finger.
Mm-hmm.
Make fun of the cross. Or if you have a cross hanging around your neck, yank it up there and show it to them. And people used to put crosses in their buildings by the windows.
Right, just to keep Dracula away.
Keep devil and Dracula away.
Oh, you about the devil too? Don't we tell you about the devil?
Do we have something in our window?
What? In the window?
Yeah.
Any crosses in our windows?
Yeah.
Who wants a roll? Rossi?
Rossi?
Is comes Dracula asleep morning? Is he?
He's asleep in the morning. He only comes at nighttime and scares people, but not ones that have R in their name.
But when the rooster crows,
M-A-R-K.
Then he has to go back to bed.
That's right.
That's pretty early in the morning.
When we...
Marty said, it's got a stone in it. He was referring to his shoe that I was just putting on, and I said, oh, you want me to take it off? He said, it's not a stone. It's just my sock making my foot feel funny. And what he was saying is that his sock had gotten bunched up, and that it wasn't what felt like a stone, wasn't really. He was just telling me that. He knew there was really a sock being bunched up, not a stone. And then he walked down the basement. He knew that Ross had been going bicycling, but he hadn't talked about it. He said, is he still riding his bike? To me, using still properly. In other words, assuming that I knew that Ross had been riding his bike earlier, although we hadn't talked about it verbally.
Marky said, Mommy picked me up out of my bed, and you know what happened? I was getting too big. Evidently, Mommy had said, oh, you're getting so big.
So big.
Oh, yeah, right.
So big, like a giant. So,
actually, he said too big the first time. And evidently, this Mommy must have said, oh, you're getting so big to him.
I'm getting so big like a giant.
Are you?
Yeah.
How about, are you bigger than your daddy yet?
Nope.
Are you bigger than your...
When I go up to the ceiling, I'll crash out of there.
I know. Boy, you're big. How come you're so big, Mark?
When I grow up, I'm gonna be a big giant.
You want to be a He-Man?
No, big giant.
You
know what?
You don't want to be He-Man.
Know what?
What?
God lives up in the sky.
Yeah. And? What else?
Hey, Daddy,
know what? Marky said, Daddy, you know what I dreamed when I was asleep last night? When you guys were sleeping? I said, what? What'd you dream, Mark?
He had two lemons. One can pop, one walks.
Uh-huh. No. Tell me what you dreamt last night.
I just dreamt about the story in it.
That was an accident, yeah. What story, Mark?
You dreamed about Ryan.
That was my story about. Mm-hmm. I mean, dream about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, tell me what happened.
Nothing happened.
You had? What guys did you have?
Squishing the door.
Yeah,
and. And he had. Boing!
What's his name?
Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
That boing
mm-hmm.
pops up. Mm-hmm. And one of them that was
mm-hmm.
season.
Mm-hmm.
He had a toy bat.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had a toy named
Did you have Condor?
What?
Condor?
It's Condor.
It's one of those toys.
And who is it he in?
Condor?
He-Man?
Yeah.
Well,
he's an ex-con.
He had a condor.
Mm-hmm.
Condor.
Mm-hmm.
And he got spoiled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he got something that we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
And you know what it is?
Hmm. Hmm. What does
he have? A pony.
A pony?
With a kitty.
A pony with a kitty?
Uh-huh.
A sweet little pony?
A pony with a kitty.
What's the name of that? Pretty Pony?
Yeah, Pretty Pony.
Nah, Pretty Kitty.
We've got Pretty Pony.
I know.
But we don't have Pretty Kitty.
We have... I know. It's just that... I don't know what.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going upstairs.
Why?
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 Because I wanna...
Because I want to play. Okay, bye-bye. See you later.
I want a kiss.
To eat his food, I poured him some Cheerios and said, you know what? Sometimes one of my friends does not always eat his breakfast at my school. Is that right, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Aaron Foltz.
Mm. Do you like Aaron Foltz?
Yeah.
He names his friend and says, there's a Joey. Joey Vax, the same name as the one at the old preschool. Same name as the Joey at the old preschool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, there is a Joey at this one, and there was a Joey Vax at the old one. Of course, there's not. The Joey here is not Joey Vax.
You know what I have?
He said today when school was on, we ate apples and water.
What's this fellow's name?
What?
What's this boy's name?
Ben.
And he's big?
Yeah, bigger than everyone.
Bigger than what?
Everyone. They got... They got eight. He was still 9. They got 10.
Very good, Mark.
So he's bigger than everyone in my class.
Mm-hmm. He must be. Because 10 years old is so old.
I know. He's 10 years old. He got bigger than everyone's class. He got a lot of books. He ate too much. He got bigger than everyone in the class.
Is that because he ate too much?
Yeah. That's because he ate too much. Days and days.
Huh?
He ate too much.
What?
Mm-hmm. I think the TV is on.
Okay. Mommy just, Mary, Marcia just said goodbye to Mary. He said, see you later, alligator, in a wild crocodile. He's learned that, of course. And earlier, I was sleeping in bed. And he said, I'm going to get two more, both of these seals, so that you will be all protected, so that you will be doublest protected. This is his idea, that this word doublest he made up, of course. He wants me to be protected from Skeletor or something like that. Archie said, can I have some Cheerios? I was brushing my teeth so I couldn't answer him. And he said, when you're done with your drinking, when you're done drinking your water, in other words, when you're after you've brushed your teeth and you've rinsed out your mouth with water. He was playing He-Man. He said, Skeletor and Merman turned into a cloud. And I said, did he? And he said, yeah, all the bad guys turned into a cloud. And some are going to turn into ice.
Beastman turned to ice.
Uh-huh. What about Skeletor?
He's turned to ice too.
Who turned into a cloud?
Trapjaw is going to turn to cloud.
Cereal now, and I asked him why. He said, I want some sugar. I said, why do you need some sugar? He said, because I don't know everything. In other words, I can't answer all those questions. I just want it, basically. And I was sugary, and he said, sugar it on all the Cheerios. I just put sugar on all the Cheerios.
I told Marty. I said, Marty hurt his hand or something, bumped it. And I said, gee, that's sad, Mark. And I said, sad or not sad, he hurt his finger. And sort of this notion, though the phrase is good or not good, da 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 da. In other words, it doesn't matter whether it's sad or not, he's hurt. Oh yeah, sad or not sad, he got hurt. Ross is playing checkers. And Ross looked forward and said, oops, not such great idea. And he said, me go backwards. Can you go backwards, Ross?
I can't go backwards.
No, me can't go backwards. Me go, he doesn't actually talk that way. He did it just for stylistic purposes.
Skip mine.
No, you can't skip your move. You always have to move one. There's a move. I see a couple moves. You can move here.
Yeah, but I
want to
jump up here.
Here, there are no jump moves. Just move around your move. Here, that's a good one. Right there. Okay, Marky, your turn. Just move one.
Please move backwards. Please.
Can't move backwards. Can move forwards. Gotta move this way.
Five.
I got seven, and you got seven too.
Where am I? Where'd you go?
I went to the fire station.
We both got five.
Hey, Ross, listen to Marty's story.
I went to the fire station.
Today?
Yeah.
You did? Have you ever been to the fire station?
Marky,
what did you see at the fire station, honey?
Well, about my firehouse, honey.
You did?
Really?